California officials declared a fishing ban today on several major lakes and rivers in the state. Ella Bernal reports on how the ban aims to save an endangered group of Californians, fish.
There's no doubt about it. The past 3 years have been dry.
We've had one of the driest years on record. We've been keeping records for about 160 years since the state of California began. And this is the driest year on record.
USC professor Sarah Feakin says the record-setting drought has left many types of fish fighting to survive.
The flow out of the rivers is so low because of the drought that there are actually sandbars in the river. And this means that actually the salmon can't swim upstream to spawn. So it's a real problem that the flows are so low that they probably won't be able to reproduce this season.
Feakin says the ban by the state's Fish and Game Commission will give salmon a much-needed chance to reproduce.
Their populations are low and have been declining, so this is a real worry, and there's actually predictions that some of these populations along the central coast will actually go extinct.
Jim Petrick is the chairman of the Rooster Tails Fishing Club in Northern California.
If the drought extends beyond 2014, it's going to be devastating to the fishing industry and to individual anglers, the people that depend on fishing as a way of life. For us, it's a sport, us being the Rooster Tails Fishing Club. But for the folks that are actually earning a living, the fishing guides, the bait and tackle stores and so on, it's going to be real tough on them.
With miles of water closed off to fishermen, the ban will have a huge impact on those who rely on the industry.
If the drought extends beyond 2014, it's going to be devastating to the fishing industry and to individual anglers, the people that depend on fishing as a way of life. For us, it's a sport, us being the Rooster Tails Fishing Club. But for the folks that are actually earning a living, the fishing guides, the bait and tackle stores and so on, it's going to be real tough on them.
Salmon fishing out in the oceans is a big industry. In the past, it's been a $250 million industry and obviously a big employer.
We have several guides that are members of our fishing club. The bait and tackle stores, you know, it's tough to sell bait and tackle to fishermen where they don't have any place to fish.
Meanwhile, fishermen can take the time to get ready for when the ban is finally lifted.
We're past our rainy season now, or, you know, by several weeks, and what some of the impoundments and reservoirs are doing is they're taking this opportunity to repair docks, to pull out hazards, to plant fish structures. So when the water finally returns, and it'll take a certain amount of time for the fish to recover, to take advantage of the things that were done to their benefit during low water levels. So there are benefits, but for right now, it looks like a pretty dim future.
Closures include major portions of the American River, the Russian River, and many smaller portions of rivers and lakes in Northern California. The ban itself is expected to last until at least April. Ella Bernal, Annenberg Radio News.